You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Can a doll teach us valuable lessons about history or about racism and the push for civil rights? This weekend, American Girl unveils its newest doll. Her name is Melody Ellison, and she's from Detroit, and it's the 1960s. Melody Ellison is American Girl's newest historical character. In developing this doll, American Girl turned to an advisory board, including my guest, Dr. Gloria House. She's Professor Emerita of African American Studies at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. And she joined, among others, the late Julian Bond, Juanita Moore of Detroit's Charles H. Wright Museum, and Joanne Watson of Detroit's NAACP. They advised and reviewed all stages of developing Melody. Dr. Gloria House, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. House, why did you agree to be on the advisory board?
I was really, well, first of all, I was taken aback to be invited to be on a project developing a doll. But once they explained what they were going to do, and I could see the relevance of what I might be able to contribute, I was happy to do it.
And when they explained that, what they wanted to do and what their goal was, how did they describe that to you? What's the goal?
They wanted to tell the story of actually a family in Detroit, but through that family, and through specifically the character of Melody, they really wanted to convey what it was like to be alive and part of the changes that were brought about during the 60s. And they decided they want to set the story in Detroit because they could illustrate several things. They could show that there was necessity for a civil rights movement in Detroit because racism was very much in effect and certain discriminatory practices were very strong in Detroit. But also they could show the connection between what was going on in the Southern civil rights movement and Detroit by showing the family connections, the fact that Melody's family, father and mother were in Detroit because their family had left the South in search of a better life. And they also were able to make the connection that Melody's older sister goes South to be part of the civil rights movement. So they wanted to give a much broader sense of the struggle and the changes that took place and the ordinary people who were involved in those changes.
Dr. House, talk to us about the process of designing Melody, not just her story, but her look. American Girl really wanted to get this right?
They really did, and they worked hard at it, and we worked with them, and they convinced us very early on that they wanted to get it right. We had several meetings with various members of the American Girl staff. There were sessions when we talked specifically about how Melody was going to look. What she was going to wear, what her clothes would be like. And the staff at American Girl were involved in really extensive research about clothing and fashion of the period and what a little girl might wear, what would a little girl's jumpsuit look like, what would her pajamas look like, what would her play clothes look like. And we were brought into all of that. They would come to meetings with boards, with cutouts, images from all these possibilities that we were asked to review. And fortunately, former council member, I should call Honorable Joanne Watson,
yes,
you know, was a child in Detroit and remembers, you know, so much of that cultural life of the city. So she was really able to help us a lot.
Dr. House, when you think of her look, how did you as a group decide what had to be right in terms of her skin color, her hair? There's so much nuance there, isn't there?
There is. There's a great deal of nuance there. Because in the United States and throughout the Western world, you know how the Western standard of beauty prevails, right? That is European, Euro-American standards of beauty. That means fair skin, straight hair, etc. So when we were choosing the skin color and hair for the doll, we were really concerned about making sure that the children for whom the doll was being made would be able to identify with her, see themselves as part of the life they were creating around her. So we looked at dolls with various face molds. We looked at dolls with various complexion tones, and we finally settled on the one that everybody will see in Melody. It's a nice, rich brown color. As to her hair, there was a great deal of controversy among the board, advisory board members on the hair. Mostly, we wanted hair that could be braided because most little girls of 9 years old, most African-American girls, would wear their hair braided or plaited, as we say. Mm-hmm. So we wanted that. We wanted braids with maybe ribbons on them or whatever. And we didn't want the hair very, very long because really, really long hair is not an average, doesn't occur as an average among African-American girls. Well, that was a problem. The American Girl staff explained to us that for a doll, hair is really important, and they taught us a term, playability, right? The hair had to have playability. The little girls had to be able to make hairdos and arrange it and whatever and whatever. So we came to something of a consensus. The texture of her hair is representative, or at least attempts to represent, African-American hair. But it is straight for its playability. It can be braided. It can be plaited. Girls, little girls will be able to have a good time with their hairdos. But it would have been wonderful if we could have gone without the long sweep of hair. Mm. But you needed a certain length in order to have that playability. The other thing is that, you know, speaking about historical authenticity, during the period, most African-American women were still straightening our hair at the time. So the period for afros, the natural hairstyles, comes a little bit like in later into the 60s, right? Mm-hmm. When more and more people were starting, more and more black women were starting to wear our hair natural.
Dr. Angela Davis comes to mind when she exploded.
And also, there is a character in the Melody story, Melody's older sister, who comes home from college wearing a natural. So there's an attempt in the story to reflect that change as well, that African-American women were beginning to think about themselves differently and not feeling so burdened by trying to approximate the Euro-American standards of beauty.
I know that Melody and her family's story represents Detroit in the mid-1960s. So what do you want the girls of 2016 who will be given a Melody Ellison doll, what do you want them to learn about race and discrimination and also about that Detroit of the 60s?
Well, I want them to read the books as well. I hope their parents will buy the books as well as the doll. I want them to learn from Melody that even as young people, as very young girls, they can understand what the struggle for social justice is about, the concern that all people be treated fairly and that there be justice in our society. They can understand that, and that even in their lives, their daily lives, there'll be opportunities for them to take stands on the side of justice. You know, nowadays we have a problem in our schools with bullying. It's been on the news a lot and everything. This is one issue around which maybe children of this particular period might be able to draw parallels between themselves and Melody. Am I going to try to intervene when someone is being treated unfairly, or am I just going to stand on the sideline or whatever? Mm. The story, Denise Patrick, the writer, gives us so many instances in the story where the children have an opportunity to think about what's going on and to decide what stand they're going to take. And so I think the book will be valuable in that sense. The story also shows how important it is to speak with your parents, with elders, with other members of the community, to test what it is you're thinking and letting them know what you're thinking so that you can get help. That's one of the key lessons in the book, that Melody relies on her community, her family, and her larger community, and they help her grow.
Dr. Gloria House, Professor Emerita of African American Studies at the University of Michigan, Dearborn, and Melody Ellison makes her official debut this coming Saturday in an event at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. And we should note, American Girl has donated $100,000 worth of the two books about Melody to all of Detroit's 22 library branches. Dr. House, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.